Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Infinite, a great song there. Thank you so much to Bahle. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. It's happening through up to the hour 7. Welcome to it. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, man, you know, we are very happy to have you. You know, we are very happy to have you. And I don't know, man. There is, you know, there are some songs that I think are very nice for this kind of day, for such a day. And we really need to enjoy, you know. We really need to enjoy these kinds of songs. And in enjoying them, just make sure that you continue to enjoy the Father even far much more. All right, let's start very soft, very nice. And a song that I used to play some time ago that says, "Take me to the King." I don't know if you remember this one. It says, "Take me to the King, and I want to go to the King. Take me to the King." You can say all kinds of things, and you can coach me all the way you want, but if you don't take me to the King, it's futile. Take me to the King. I want to experience the King, the Savior himself.
Papatsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Khona le melawana
kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, man, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And we are together till the hour 7. My name is Ray. Hey, I'm hanging out with Jabulan Temanik all the way in Bombela. Jabu, greetings to you, sir.
My friend, how are you, my friend?
Jabu, yazi benguzwa kahle. Now, so unyamalele, njengomthwalo wezono. Yazi so unyamalele. Hawu, nkosi yami. Sizayithini? Awusizwakali. But I think ifoni yakho, Jabu, something is happening esipigeni sefoni yakho, man. Hayi, man. Hayi, kuyahana nangiyabanyana, eh? Hayi, kuyahana.
Angazi ukuthi ngingathintaphi, yazi. Nala mafoni amanje. Kodwa-ke, hayi.
Mar ungathi ma uyiqinise, awuyiqinisele nje ebusweni kancane ngoba iye yabuya kancane, uyabona?
Yeah.
Hey, iye yabuya kancane. Hey, so man, ngiyamangala mina ukuthi manje la mafoni lawa ayenza njani. Hayi. Hayi, nix. Are you well though, Jabu?
Hayi, ngiyaphila kakhulu, my friend, man. Sibonga uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe. Ngibingelele nabafethu. Mose nabaleli bonke ngegama likaYahusha HaMashiach.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Let's welcome umfundisi Motha. Greetings to you, Mfundisi Motha. Ukuphi usena Bomb Spirit?
Shalom, my brother. Yes, I'm the site of the north of our country in Bomb Spirit. Greetings to you. And of course, in the name of Yahusha Mashiach.
I trust you're well, sir.
By the grace of Almighty, my brother, I'm doing very well, and I hope now we are pila. Unkulunkulu sesigcinile wena, siyambonga. Ngiyabingelela ke nabafowethu lapha enosipho. Mfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani kanye nabalaleli emakhaya.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We also have Sipho Paulos in Standard 10. Sipho.
Sawubona mfundisi, kunjani?
Sharp is it, bra?
Wasibingelele, paiza. Kuzithi. Two minutes, mfundisi Motha nabalaleli ekhaya. Amen.
Oh, that's right, barang ekau.
Ankreni, bijam, zonke zonke.
Yeah. Okay, hay mo grand makaza kuna problem. Yabona, mo grand nami ngishap. Yabona. Yabona, mage kinte kubhayisayo uthami. Ha nami ngimnandi.
Hayi ngiyajabula mawumoya mina.
Hola, hola. Now tonight, this early evening, this late afternoon, we are talking a topic that okay, I think many people don't want to deal about this, but we have to deal with it in one way or another. We have to deal with it. It talks about the penalty of sin. What is the penalty of sin? And many people say, "Hey, now we're racing. We're dealing with a topic again, but someone has got to talk about these unpopular ones, you know. Someone has got to talk about them, these unpopular ones. This topic has tandegi gal. One of the things that I've come to realize over time is that we had become so complacent in that we actually do not attach the consequence factor to sin. We become oblivious to it to such an extent that we have ruled the notion of the Father that sin won't do us well. Actually, it's very rare that you'd hear someone saying, sin kills, my brother. Sin kills, you know, be careful, sin will kill. It's very rare that you'll hear someone saying that. These days, it's very rare. It's about how you feel, man. It's about how you feel, how you want things to work out. And there is less focus on the underlying factors of consequences. And that is where many of us get caught. We get caught so much because we have somehow hewn ourselves out of the notion of consequences. And we blame the Father when consequences hit up with us. I know the Father is merciful, he is wonderful. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, he can be depended upon to forgive every sin if we confess. Absolutely. But even the confession, even the repentance, even the remorse is no longer there. We do what we do the way we want to do because we feel we needed to do that. Let me repeat. We do what we do because we feel we got to do that, because we feel also that it is our right to do it. We needed it. In the olden days, when we were growing up in the streets, I grew up as a street kid, and I tell you, we learned to smoke. I remember very well, I was nine. We were learning to smoke. Someone brought a pack of cigarettes. I don't know who, but I was with Turka, my friend Turka. Haven't seen him since 1981. We were little boys, man, little boys, just 9 years old. And this thing caught up with us, even though we didn't smoke at school and stuff and what and what and what. It caught up with us. We had planted a seed within ourselves that we would see the consequences when we reached high school. And we had parted ways. Look, we parted ways in Turka. I was in what you call grade six, you know, and we parted ways, man. I came back to Pretoria. I came back looking for my father and all that. My grandmother was very sick, and so she decided I should go. She didn't want me to see her die. And then I arrived in Pretoria, found my mother, stayed with her for 4 months. And then there,
things didn't work out quite well. It's 1981. It's grade 7 now. In grade 8, what you call standard 6, form 1. Then I go to live with my father. I find my father. My father has married a new wife. I go to stay with my father. 1984, quick run. Schools close. Parent Duplessis closes the schools. And then we are loitering the townships. The schools are closed. The country is upside down. You would see on my thesis, I wrote about this some 2 years ago. And then there, we started to see quite a lot of messing around. And the streets were back again because, you know, things didn't go well. I was back in the streets. The smoking that started there, I started to see the consequences. I started smoking again at high school. Again at high school. All right, I quit. But my friend Aaron didn't quit. He didn't stop smoking weed. He went on into his 50s and he died. When they check, it's cancer, lung cancer. A friend of mine who was loved by women, man, we were envying that guy. How does he talk to women? We were shy to talk to women because we didn't have the clothes, we didn't have the looks, we didn't have the homes to entertain these. You know those days, Bungnendebati boys' room. And so people would be sitting in a boys' room. There was this radio called what? Is it high-tech? What? Tick, Pioneer. And all those it had big speakers and stuff, and they would be playing music, nice music, even on a cassette, Soul for Real. Cut the story long short. He passes away, HIV positive. A friend of mine, and I used to call him Desiderius Kadol. I won't speak his name because I'm afraid he's listening. And he went on to work for a big collar company. Huh? After matric now. Now we're no longer smoking after matric. There's this thing of drinking. And I can't handle it. I can't handle a bottle, so I quit. I mean, my friend Kapli will tell you why I quit. I just quit alcohol. It just wasn't good for me. And then, look, we're not saved then. We had accepted Christ, but in the streets, you live in the streets. And he becomes an alcoholic. And today he is so sick. He constantly is in Kalafong. No one talks anything about this. No one talks anything about sexual misconduct, disloyalty, adultery, and fornication. No one talks about these things. No one talks about what the word says with regards to these things. It's a human right. It's a basic right. Anyone wants to do it. Anyone feels like it. Anyone says, I'm human. I also have feelings. Say that. I'm human. I also have feelings, so please, man, give me a break. Everybody's doing it, even your pastor. Evan. And we don't talk consequences. We don't want to talk consequences. Let me tell you about Isaac Matebula, the apostle, Dr. Isaac Matebula. There's something that he said to me, and I remember very well. I was 20. I was turning 21. And then he says, he has a very soft voice, man. And when he talks, he always shakes his head. And when he shakes his head, you know that, hey, he's serious. He's making a point. That is how we used to cram him and say, hey, we'd rather listen to Mfundisi Matebula. Let's listen to this man. And so we would gather. We wouldn't tell him. But when he was preaching, we would pay careful attention. It's only the three of us amongst a big group who was paying attention. Big attention. And then he says something at a youth camp. He says, look, I know, I'm just paraphrasing. I know you want to have fun. I know Kunemizwa. I understand their challenges. I understand their friends. And now I'm not paraphrasing, he says. But be careful. Do not spend your future today. How? I say, why? And then he says, because when tomorrow comes, you will have nothing to spend. And he stopped there. He laughed. He stopped there. I'm a grown man now. It still doesn't leave my mind. What was he saying? He was just saying, look, sin has consequences. Everything you do has consequences. Sometimes you misappropriate things. You want to do them now, things that you are supposed to be doing them in marriage. And when marriage comes, there will be nothing to do. And that's how the devil operates. I mean, he tells us a secret as young boys, and it took me time to unravel what he said. I think somewhere last year I reminded him, I said, you remember you said this? And he, scantily, he remembers. He said, yeah, I remember a bit. It never left my mind. I don't know about us, man. I'm talking about me, and I'm talking about the very things that, look, I had gone through. I don't come on a show and talk about things that had never happened to me and talk abstractly and talk at people. I am with the people. I am the people. The people are me. We are one. And we speak these things because we feel and love each other. This is the true brotherhood. Sin has a penalty. Whether we like it or not, sin has a penalty. It has a punishment that is both physical and spiritual. Check this out. Genesis 2:17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat, there will be consequences. Eh? It says, in the day that you eat, you shall surely, underline the word surely, because it's an adjective there, it's a descriptive word. You shall surely die. And what happened? Surely, Adam died. Now, check it out. Sin is so bad because it brings curses. Check out Cain in chapter 4:11. It says, so now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. Whatever you do, when you murder, there's a curse. I was speaking to one boy, he says, look, man, I murdered my dad, and I need absolution. I said, you must be serious. You must be very serious. If you're not serious, the consequences will haunt you. There will be a curse upon your life. You must be serious to repent. Now I want to rush a bit and move away from it. Look, Proverbs 11 verse 19 says something. These are words of wisdom. As righteousness leads to life, consequence. So he who pursues evil pursues it to his own death. All forms of evil, man, it's a pursuance to death. But we're not talking about it. We keep quiet on it. We hush-hush it. You know, we need to talk about dating and all those things and stuff and stuff. And all that and stuff. I'm not jealous. Someone sent me what said, you are jealous because we're now date. Shatile, I mean. Says, yeah, ngesikhatsakho bokungana date. So what? Yeah. So yekela ukusimonakalela. Endoda, ngiyakutshela ukuthi uzosada, uzogaca, uzobhoda, uzotaka. If you continue to go on like this, we have I am with.
Hey.
That's the only thing. We are via if you continue like this. sengathi ngadlala ingoma kaPaul Ndlovu uthi afamba moyeni takhandi yasho uzohamba ndoda uzavaya. Yayazi le ngoma kaPaul Ndlovu takhandi yasho khandi yoshayina kuyagiya. Yeah, all right, anyway. Listen to Jeremiah this. Jeremiah 10:18 says, "For thus says the Elohim, behold, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land and will distress them that they may find it so." Now, when we sin, we are running the risk of being thrown out. We are not running the risk of always being in distress. We are running a risk. Jeremiah 42:22. "Now therefore, know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence in the place where you desire to go to dwell." When we basically go on our own and no longer led by the Spirit of the Father, we are marching to our own death. Okay, let me jump. Hosea 9:15. "All their wickedness is in Gilgal. For there I hated them. Because of the evil of their deeds, I will drive them from my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are rebellious." This is the Father speaking in the book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse 15. "For there I hated them. Because of their evil deeds, I will drive them from my house." That is excommunication. We must be careful. Let's talk more about this after this.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1200. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 medium wave radio pulpit. Muruti Mota ntate waka uko ukwa kwa kwa na puomu ukwa na puomu ntate ukwa na puomu. Now, what comes to mind when we talk about the consequences of sin? Ngathi mhlawumbe sinokuthi hayi asilalele selectively la ithini yodla bese ngisula umlomo bese ngiyabuya ngiconfess First John chapter 1 verse 9 yena uthembekile ukusithethelela izono zethu masizivuma bese ngiyahamba ngiyodla futhi bese ngiyabuya. Oh, uNkulunkulu wami uthembekile uthenge kungishiye ke kungilahle. Mara le ethi be careful, Yahuwah cannot be mocked. A man shall reap what he has sown. It's in the New Testament. For those who say, yeah, could mean the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. What time, bra?
Indeed, my bra. Hey, Siambong Kulunkulu, what a powerful topic. A very sensitive one, which many avoid even to address or to talk about.
Yeah.
And it is important that we do talk about these things. Indeed. Mm. The word of God says that God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that you shall reap.
Mm.
And you correctly say that it is in the books of Paul. Even the word of God tells us straight that the wages of sin is death.
Mm.
So what is death? Death is separation.
Yeah.
You know, when one dies physically, physical death, the spirit or the soul departs from the body. So you were talking earlier about the consequences as you were growing up, the brothers that have suffered. Some they've even lost life. We have seen that. And we have experienced it because some of the things you can think that you are doing it in the dark. The word of God says, whatever that is done in the dark shall be brought in light. Mm. Remember, we can never, you can fool people, but you can never fool God. Mm. So the reality of it, my brother, whether we like it or we don't like it, but the truth of the matter is, the penalty for sin, it is death. Mm. Physical death or spiritual death. The word of God in the book of Isaiah chapter number 59, verse number 2, it says, but your iniquities, meaning your sins, have separated you from the Father.
Mm.
And we have seen that, you know, Adam lost the fellowship with God the moment he disobeyed, the moment he acted against the word of the Father. So even Ezekiel, my brother, he testifies and says that he says the soul that sins, it will die. Mm. So this is a very, very serious matter that as a church of God, we should take it serious and we should ponder about it and not only think about it, but we should ensure that we teach about it and we talk about these things and we avoid sin at all costs, because there is a cost that comes with the sin, the act of sin. We spoke about Cain earlier on, that he was cursed, or the ground was cursed, because of his killing of the brother. Inasmuch as we are saying God is so merciful, God is so loving, God is so kind. Even Cain, when he said, I am even afraid to leave this place because people will kill me. The Father, so merciful, he put him a mark and said, but nobody will touch you. But the bottom of the matter, or the fact of the matter, is Cain lost a provision, because the ground, God said, the ground will no longer yield fruit for you. It's the same thing that happened to his father, because God said the ground has been cursed. In other words, now Adam, you are going to eat out of your sweat. In other words, now you must work very hard. Whereas when you have not disobeyed the father, everything was provided for. So there are so many different consequences. Now, but there are people who are stuck even in Mercedes and cannot even get promoted because they are doing things. They are stealing to the very same employer, and then they wonder why they are not being promoted. They wonder why they are not progressing. They wonder why they are always struggling in life. Like Cain, now he has to struggle now because he has lost the provision that he was getting from the father, because he has. So, my brother, this is the things that we should not take it very light, because there are serious consequences. The king Saul, he lost his position of kingship when he disobeyed the father. God told him and gave him instruction and said, go and destroy everything. But Saul decided then keep the faith. Calves and say, this one I'm taking for the sacrifice to the Lord. So singabandana bakankulunkulu, we should not walk according to how we think and do things and thinking that we are doing the right thing to please the father, but we fail to follow the instruction. Remember what even happened to Moses, my brother. He lost the golden opportunity to enter to the promised land. Why? Because God gave him an instruction. Now, some of the things you may take it very light and say, but this is just, I just took a pen. You know, God said to him, you should now speak to the rock so that it can give water. That is numbers, chapter number 20. He said, speak to the rock, but Moses, he failed to obey the instruction of the Father and instruct the rock. And it's like it twice now, because God said, now speak to me. So there are very consequences, my brother, when we disobey the commandment of the Father, when we disobey the instructions of the Father, because God gives us and directs us, this is how you should walk. Even Adam was told, this is what you must eat, this is what you must not eat. And we cannot be sing abandona bagankul. You know, sometimes we even get stuck in spiritual growth in church. You are always coming to church every day, and you can attend our services from Monday to Sunday, but if you are living in a sinful life, you are just going to be suffering the consequences thereof, because the father is not impressed about how many times you attend the services, but God is impressed by your faith. Because when God passed that judgment to Moses, he said, because of your lack of faith, you did not believe in me, you did not do what I told you to do, because the rock was Christ himself. So now you are signifying something which is not, because Christ cannot be crucified twice. Yes, in the bottle, in the beginning I said strike the rock, but now I said speak to the rock so that it can give a water. So we should be careful, my brother, Nezinto, because there are things that as a parent or as a leader of the church, but now the implication can even fall upon abantwana bakho. Angeme lapho nje okwamanje mfundisi wami.
Aw. Wama umfundisi wasenabom spray wathi kuyahema mina. Tsi. Why don't you handbrake kumotha? Yadonseke ihandbrake. Aw. Yey madoda.
Siyabonga.
Tuda nabama lakho. Tuda. Now, send us your WhatsApp. Tell us how you feel about this. What are the consequences of sin? Should we talk about this or is it outdated? You know, in the churches where you go, do they talk about the consequences of sin? In the churches where you go, do you find them talking about the consequences of sin? Or they keep it hush-hush? They keep it hush-hush. Do they talk or they keep quiet about it? And I'm not, you know, broadcasting this show because I'm saying, hey, Mina, squeaky clean, super Christian, all that. I'm talking about us as believers. Nalaba bathi, hey, Mina, ngisakwenzi lokho. I'm talking about us still. Sisaphila la emhlabeni, temptations will still be there. But are we well-versed with the consequences of sins? Because it's not necessarily sometimes just stealing a phone as emsebenzini.
Yeah.
Stealing inkonje lezinto amaphepha la ok print. Okay, here in my studio I have but invent the printer. Faka izinto laphela bese yeze yakuprintela izinto la yakhipha ama news everything. Ihlale nama page nyana amaningi la yana. Embona ngathi ayadura nanana. So when you are tapa.
And stealing and for this one.
And your distributors something ukuthi abantu benza ama notes.
But that sacrifice is no longer blessed. That is why even Saul, it was rejected, because it did not get it in the right way.
Yeah. Now, sometimes we basically go on to do things. Look, man, choosing to believe a lie, choosing to hurt someone, choosing to betray someone, that's sin. Regardless, choosing to destroy someone, taking revenge on them, that is sin. So basically, all of us, somewhere, somehow, we have a connection of some sort. You know. And so we're touching base on this issue. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
082657-2729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're talking about that. Of course, you know, as I would say, this is how it goes, man. This is how it develops. Coming up next.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. So 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We're touching base on this. The issue here is that of the consequences of sin.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sipo, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Luke 6:26, but the context of it, you can study way back into verse 18. But I want to look at the consequence. Remember the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus, he was a poor man. And he was eating scrums that were falling from the tables of this rich man. And one day this rich man dies. Oh, and Lazarus dies. And then we see the story says he rests on the bosom of Abraham. And then the rich man dies and goes to hell. Now look what he says. He says, Father Abraham, please send Lazarus. Send Lazarus to just give me a drop of water that I can attach to my tongue, because the heat, the burning, the consumption here, I cannot bear. And here's a consequence. Again, Abraham says that cannot be done. And besides, in verse 26 of Luke, besides all this, between us and you, there is a greater gulf. In other words, we are creating a greater gulf between ourselves and the Father. He says, there's a greater gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from here to pass to us. Creating a greater gulf that will lock us forever away from the rest of the Father. We should be careful. See, Paul, what do you say?
Well, Mfundisi, what a topic today. And we thank God for this golden opportunity indeed. We are learning. And this is a sensitive, really, a topic that we need to talk about as the body of Christ. And remember,
ishayile phezulu mnganwana. Nami ngiyakhuphula njengokhethani kuNkrostina. Ehamba nophuza ekhemisi. Ishayile phezulu mnganwana.
I'm saying, Mfundisi, for this golden opportunity, I'm sorry. What is amazing, Mfundisi, is that you have touched a topic that you should have addressed it with dala. You need not to be silent about this. Remember, Jesus Christ came in this planet Earth so that he can attend to the sinful nature that makes us, Mfundisi, that we could avoid the consequences of sin. And if we chase something daily, there is no hope. Because you will find and reap whatever a man sow. You have touched me when you, in the beginning of the show, when you relate to Buti, and not simply just talking about you, causing things that pertain your life. Kunezi into mfundo isi, naami njengu mtuana kankungumangis buu Buti, yei, kwa kunu mga namu pondozi, isitoti sabula linkukhu mfundisa ingqwaba sisodwa senza umngqwabo and lo moyo lokuthi wenza into bese yayifihla kwakhula phakathi kini
the spirit of murder
exactly so lento iyakhula phakathi komuntu uma ayiqaphele ingako ngokwezi kaNkulunkulu kuyafuneka mfundisi isho ukuthi kuma numbers 32 verse 23 lithi but if you are not doing so behold your sin your sin against the Lord and be sure your sin will find you out. Whatever sin we entertain somewhere down the line, that same sin knows exactly who's the owner and will deal with it. And is umdila nalowo muntu ngaleso sikhathi and yizi kaNkulu mfundisi lithi kukhona indlela Nkosi yami ebukeka inhle emehlweni omuntu kanti siphetho sakhona kuyizindlela zokufa. It's high time that we tell the people the truth in love. Ukuthi there are dangers, there are effects that are negative, that are consequences of sin. Isono mfundisi masifike kumuntu asidlali. Isono masifika, it separated us from God from the beginning. Genesis, everything was nice, but when it is so, no, look what happened. Adam umdala wavela nemvelo kwavela ukufa. It separated us from God. And number two, it bring a spiritual death. Kona abantu mfundisi abafile emoyeni unembeza ushisiwe, they no longer feel into emba bayenza. It's just nombubo. Why? The spiritual death. And number thirdly, ukuthi it brings also the eternal judgment. Yazi mfundisi masizofa emoyeni. Singamphendukanga kuba khona isikhathi la uNkulunkulu ezothi ngakukhuluma nawe kusenesikhathi kusubscription wadawuzwa ngoba kumkhubo wakho waseqala umuntu awulizi izwi lami then kuza eternal judgment where khona kuzovula iyincwadi enkulu nencane la magama abangabhalanga encwadini yokuphila bazoyifinda themselves in a lake of fire. That is why we need for us to emphasize this. Isono has got danger, negative effects, and there are bad consequences of it, of which as a body of Christ we need fundisi to tell the people. Where Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4 uti, the soul who sin will die. In other words, you're gonna die spiritually and at the same time utafamba moyeni. I've talked to Kubanda Basha today. I was invited in one of the church, my private girls la corner, the church of mayor today. Young people, abahle, telling them from the security, please spare your life, take care of your life, because uNkulunkulu hates sin, because impilo yabizofa, bafele ezonweni if bangazange baphenduke. Ingakho mfundisi, we need to tell the body of Christ ukuthi ngokwezi kaNkulunkulu mawulifunda nje Romans chapter 6 verse 23, for the wage of sin is death. In other words, whenever we entertain sin in our life, we accommodate death, we invite death. With Isaiah 59 verse 2, but your iniquities have made separation between you and your God. And the land which is entertaining son and pilonet from the city, it's our time enjoying ubusha. Ngitshela abantu abasha lapha kuphela wena uthi wena enjoy ubusha bakho. Buyaphela. Why? It is because sin from the sin being acid. Mawuyiphuza, it looks like water, but ama consequences akhona. That's where you feel the pain. Yingakho mfundisi akasilekelele uNkulunkulu ukuthi sikwazi lokuthi izono zethu yasihlukanisa noNkulunkulu, and ukuhlukana noNkulunkulu, that's where men die spiritually. Because if ufuna ukubulala inhlanzi, ukhiphe emanzini. Mawufuna ukubulala isihlahla, ukhiphe emhlabathini. Mawufuna ukubulala umuntu, mseparate with the source, and the source is God. Ingakho, let us avoid sin at all costs, and let us run to Christ. And it is uNkulunkulu uzile ukuzofuna nokusindisa okulahlekileyo. But once you entertain sin in our life, definitely we'll automatically die, because death comes through entertaining sin in our life. Ngiyamncusa uNkulunkulu, ngiyamcela akasilekelele mfundisi, because uNkulunkulu wethu uyafisa ukuthi abantu babasindiswe bafinyele kulazini iqiniso. And lastly, ku John chapter 8 verse 34 uthi, Jesus answers them, truly truly I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. It brings slavery from this. kunabantu bathwele ijoko lezinto ababecabanga ukuthi bazi-entertainer. Yazi umuntu azovuswa usika ilidi nje we-2 rand. Alele kamnandi ebusuku uvele ukuthi gwevukvukvukvuk ba umbhema bakhe avuka yokubhema etoyileta avula i-fastair. Why? Seyisileyi salento. Abantu abasekwi-slave ukuthi akushoni ilanga akahlebi ngumuntu athi noma sahambe kasizofanele kuhlebe kumbize ukuhlebe wasibuye. You become a slave. In other words, a slave, you don't do anything that you wish, but you have been controlled by the same thing that you become a, I mean, the entertainer by a slave. They are dangerous. They are negative effects and consequences of sin. We need not to entertain in our life because we become slave. Can do Jesus zilu ba sibe no pila sibe na kuchichim. Lendo ba kulme ngai mfundisi ye strebi no lazar. People they refuse to understand ukuthi less in the seasons are namhlanje. They will catch us up in the future, even in the eternal life. What a man sow, he shall reap it. But the same mutu as chalang, the same mutu as kotula.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Sipopoulos. Really appreciate my brother. May the Father do you good. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Thank you so much, Tokozane. Thank you, Rato. Thank you to any Nkosi. I see the WhatsApps there. I will play them. Send them out, let them come over, and let us talk about this.
The Gauteng Department of Social Development has officially opened its requests for proposals from the NPO sector for funding in the 2026-2027 financial year. All proposals must align with the Department of Social Development's mandate. Interested NPOs are required to apply online using the link provided in the advert. If you experience any challenges with the online application process, you may send an email to npoapplications.socdev, that's SOCDEV, at gauteng.gov.za. Applications opened on 22 August and will close on the 15th of October 2025. Please note, late submissions and hand-delivered proposals will not be considered. The message is brought to you by the Gauteng Department of Social Development, Growing Gauteng Together.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Jabu, let me bring this to you, my brother. We are talking about this very aspect of the penalty of sin. And when you look into Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says, pursue peace with all people. So if we don't pursue peace with all people, we are committing sin. It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Elohim. No one will see the Father. And I think we also have people we are not at peace with, and it's sin. Jabu?
Yes, my friend. Thank you very much. A great topic indeed about the penalty of sin. And I really praise the Father for what already my brothers have shared and what you've also shared in introduction of the penalty of sin. That sin has got consequences. There is the punishment of sin. Can you hear me, my friend, clearly?
Crystal clear. Crystal clear.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So there are consequences of sin. There is a punishment of sin. So this is not to scare anyone, but it's the truth that is written in the Word. Actually, it is to help us so that at least we know. You know, sometimes it's always much better when you do something that you know the results and the consequences than when you do not know. So you are touching the book of Hebrews there, Hebrews chapter 12, 14, that pursue peace with all men and holiness, without that no one will see the Lord. So it means if we are people who are not at peace with all people, like we are always fighting with everyone, we are always creating enemies instead of friends, we are always like causing splits and divisions instead of unity and just peace or harmony amongst each other. The word says we will not see the Lord if we are not at peace with all men. So it means therefore it is sinful for us to really
be the people who are always abahlale bephesha uchuku bephesha udlame bephesha ubutha bephesha uqhekeko ukuhlukana. We are to be peacemakers. As children of God, we are called to be peacemakers, you know. At all times, you know, among other ukuthi kusuke into kumele kube sibe ohlangothini, athathi hlangothi ukuthi sifavor lawa noma lawa, but we must be mediators. We must be the people who become peacemakers. But once we start also putting that sibe abantu abahlokoloza ichubu, that is sinful before the Father, and the word says we will not see the Lord. Another also aspect of the penalty of sin that I was looking at, my friend, from the book of Luke 12:48. But it will be great if we can start it from verse 42. But I want, just for the context of the scripture, it's about the Father trusting his servants with umsebenzi. So, and then it speaks about the servant who, when the master was not in their midst, started to beat, you know, the female servants and the male servants, you know, so which was actually in disobedience of what the father had trusted him with, because this was to take care of umsebenzi wakhe, not to beat the female servants and the male servants. So now in 48 it says, but the one who did not know and did what deserved the beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required, and from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. So it's touching the consequences of sin and the punishment of sin. It's speaking about the servant who intentionally go on and disobey the instruction of the master, the one who, instead of treating every servant the way that the father expected him to treat the servants, but ended up beating the servants or mistreating. This is what we are seeing even practically today. People are trusted to shepherd the flock of the father, but instead of shepherding the flock, they take advantage of the flock. They enrich themselves from the flock. They demand, you know, money from the flock. They demand all sorts of treatments from the flock. There is mistreatment of the work of the father. But the father had placed us to really shepherd the flock, not to take advantage of the flock. And he speaks about that when the master comes back, you know, he will punish us. He will punish us because of we knew exactly the instruction. But instead of keeping the instruction, which was to take care of the flock, we went on and enriched ourselves and created fame, created followings, created empires for ourselves. And that is sinful before the Father, and the consequence of that is punishment. And the consequence of that is actually the Father will reject us. The Father will be the ones when we appear before him and we say, we have preached the gospel, we have done this, we count all the good works, we've done big crusades, we've filled stadiums, we've filled auditoriums, you know, but the master will say, verily, verily, I say to you, I do not know you, because of we disobeyed his instruction. Instead of taking care of the flock, we enriched ourselves. We saw the opportunity to become wealthy. We saw the opportunity to become famous. That is sinful, and the consequence of that is rejection from the Father. Exactly what you quoted at first, my friend. No one will see the Lord, because when we take advantage of the flock, it's like we are not pursuing peace with all men. Because, you know, like if sometimes you listen to the stories of women that have lost their money, some withdrew their investment, last investment, pension funds, and gave them to the so-called shepherds of the flock, you know. And they went without food, and then the children are in poverty, you know. Others gave their houses, and it's a mess, you know. And when the master comes, definitely there will be a consequence and a punishment of this sin. So we are at all times to obey the instruction of the Father and keep it as he said it, not add, not subtract, so that we don't find ourselves having to face the consequence of sin and the punishment of sin or the anger of the Father. Mm. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate, man. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Thank you so much. I also see Maschab. I also see Babungan. Hey! Babongani, people are saying Gantugupi on the other shows. But Tingatisogas to be Luba Bongan. Eh, Babongan. Hey, ngicela ungangithethisisi ngabantu bathi hey, we need the servant of the Most High to be used by the Father on all the shows.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.